The natives don't like it.
Moody Bon J. Atmosphere Nation. The opposite of right is left and wrong. Get in perspective, two sides to things. Go and digest it. This goes beyond the cross on my necklace, cause now Mission Impossible's on my checklist. Check this, waging war on who? The predator, seeking whom to devour. I don't wanna let him score. Big things at one, slingshot kinda small, but the impact make a grim man hit the floor.
Bombil Garimo, aye.
That's it. How can you ask a toolmaker if you're well equipped? It's like asking the outstanding to take a seat inside. Man, of course I can kill a beat, Ben Fly. You're thinking cause I'm born again now, that the boy can't flow the same now. In sight like I'm seeing lights from a plane now. Clouds on my playground.
Maganizo pandeke, meditation pandeke, dead is liberation pandeke, think to feel a monege fino no. Maganizo pandeke, meditation pandeke, dead is liberation pandeke, think to feel a monege fino no.
Alo Muli Bwanji, today I got bars kwa tiku rimandi. To all those who were like Gawe, ine nenzo konda pompi mublaze. Waona anale konveka, game ukutembe nuka nonkala sega. Ine next box generation aleka, kuimba vina ni gospel yeka yeka. Let me tell you this, I ain't apologetic. The Facebook revolution, armchair critics. I wanna make swag family friendly, cause I know a young generation is listening. Mind growth is what I endorse. School cats call it a free course. Funny how I see better with my eyes closed. Download, listen to my God and I take notes.
Maganizo pandeke, meditation pandeke, there is liberation pandeke, think to feel a monege fino no. Maganizo pandeke, meditation pandeke, there is liberation pandeke, think to feel a monege fino no. It's like I got new eyes, like I got new eyes. And to the sky say we are the cool guys, we are the cool guys. I gotta talk about me youth them, an agenda not only for the UN. Osa yambila mutenje when building, wrong fruit so we gotta check the root then, yeah.
From the sky I see no borders, for the Gentile and for the Jew his order.
Good morning and welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio, Saturday, March 24th. Wow, amazing. So much stuff to talk about this weekend, this show, in the coming segment with my friend, and a lot of news, a lot of events, a lot of things to reflect, analyze, and just think through. My topic today is, what constitutes a national crisis? A lot of things are going on, and we just need to reflect this. Obviously, this is in relation to Zambia. Welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio on this great morning in the great state of Texas from Dallas. And good afternoon, Europe. Good afternoon, Zambia. Good evening, Australia. And everybody else, thanks for joining us. Those of you that are listening in, we do appreciate you taking the time every weekend to hang out with us, like they say, in these parts of the world. Those of you getting ready to join us, look forward to hearing from you. Please do get ready. The number is 319-527-6219. Too much to talk about here. Let me see. Are the Canadians awake? Roger.
Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, my friend. Are you still in heaps of snow, or what's going on there?
Oh, yeah. This snow this year is never ending. It's never ending. So you just have to start imagining spring has started in your head, that's all.
Yeah, and here we are. We switched the systems in the home from heat to air conditioning, cool air. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I know. Actually, to that effect, in the homes, it's been quite warm. But you venture outside, it's a whole totally different case. So So we are getting that sunshine when it comes. It goes in the house. It is heating, yeah. But it is the outside problem. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. No. Yeah. It's been
too much stuff going on, my friend here. I don't even know. I think we need to go to 6 hours. I don't know whether we're going to manage to get through some of the things that we need to talk about today. A few things. First of all, we wish Honorable Kambu really well in his health condition, and we wish him a quick recovery. We're praying for him. And number two, we want to also congratulate Dr. Nevis Mumba on the relaunching of Zambia Southeast Aid project and movement. I think he's doing something today at 1800 hours in Lusaka. I believe it's at the government complex, so all roads lead there. And UPND has got something on, and you are having that today with Honorable Masebo Roger. A lot of stuff. My segment today is what constitutes a national crisis? Because there's so much going on. And, you know, I just picked up something here. What are they calling this thing? Let me go back to that article I was looking at on me. Is it borehole tax? Have you seen that?
Borewater.
Borehole tax. I'm a borehole. They are now taxing.
Oh, boreholes. The taxes. The taxes.
I don't know.
Well, before we go there, the items you have mentioned, let's start with the Kambui recovery. So this was, people with BP, you get so mad, it can be a problem. You get so happy, BP, it can be a problem. And the use of state machinery to intimidate your friends, to, as somebody put it, terrorize your own people when they speak up. This, Nathan, will lead to something very, very bad. Because this is the reason after Kambui was detained in the police cells. That's when this problem started. In other words, should Kambui die, this will go back to Lungu's desk. This can easily go back to Lungu's desk.
Like they would say.
God forbid, as they would say. And this is a warning President Lungu should be getting in the use of the police to terrorize the opposition leaders. He did it to Hakainde. He did it to him. Maybe he came out and therefore nothing happened. But here it comes, he goes there, fails the sick, and God forbid that they are saying he dies. Who is going to be answerable? So, President Lungu, stop using the police. Stop using the police for political purposes or to intimidate other political opponents. To go further, Nathan, what has made this whole thing very funny, they preemptively announce that Mr. Lungu has authorized for the evacuation of Mr. Kambui to South Africa. What do the PF do? They start celebrating how the Almighty is the greatest and he has done the good thing to the Zambian people. So you would see, even when they are trying to do something good, it's all for political purposes. Probably we do understand. But these things, are, like we said, can lead to a very... We will one day lead to something very, very bad. As... You know, Kambui may have stolen. He was a minister. Why didn't you lock him up when he was a minister? How many ministers are stealing today, and they are not facing any legal problems? How much constitutionality has he broken as a leader of the nation, disregarding court rules? And now today, you want to tell us Kambui has done something wrong because he is making too much noise? Give us
because
a break, as they say.
Yeah, that's basically what the issue here is. Before I read something out here, Roger, everybody listening, actually, you see, I was working on getting Dr. Sishua to come You know the one I'm talking about. He's the one who has said some very, very strong things. And you see, people like this were not fearless. He told me he was willing to come on the show. Just send me an email back. I think I'll still pursue it and go to him. Before I read anything there from him, in relation to the statement that you've made about PF government, President Bunga and the police. Good morning, Titus.
Good morning.
Hi, Titus.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Everybody's
excellent.
Doing great.
Yes, 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 yes. But you said, well, good morning, Uncle Daniel.
Good morning, Mr. Nkama. How are you this morning?
I am fine. Well, it's a long time I heard somebody say Mr. Nkama.
You know what?
I've always told people, Roger, that Mr. Nkama lives in Mufrida. Me, I'm Nashani. Here, from an article in Lusaka Times, Titus, Daniel, he writes over here, everybody listening, and Roger, this is from Dr. Fishua. Roger, you make reference to this. He said, and I quote, he said the country has political party cadres who are beating policemen, which is a sign of lawlessness. How do you have cadres who are more powerful than law enforcing agencies and the people who are constitutionally entrusted with keeping the law in the country? I don't understand that, Titus. Uncle Daniel.
I think this stupidity of UNIP era where people say Boma. Because I think when you say Boma, somehow you're excluding police. Police is only sent by Boma, I think. Boma is not police. So there's that colonial era where the person who is running stuff, everybody runs for that. So we have, if it is fighting colonialism, it was all those kind of things. So somehow we are brainwashed into using the same thing. And you know, even in police or army, there's rankings. Unfortunately, in these cadres, there's no proper ranking. All these guys are same. Even a guy who joined cadre staff yesterday can create problem like the biggest cadre. So they just do anything. And when somebody is doing this, they follow through. Whatever the case is, especially if you're not going to tell them that this is wrong, meaning the head, whether it's the head of government, whether it's Lungu, whether it's a minister of home affairs, if they keep a closed eye, despite what was happening, then it just happens. And they feel encouraged by doing that.
You see, Roger, Titus, I like the word you're using, brainwashed. Roger, people don't even realize that the phrase or the acronym Boma means British Overseas. I forget what M and S stands for. It's British Overseas, I think, Management Authority. I can't remember. That's what Boma means. So how can you be so primitive to go to that extent of doing things like that? Like you say, well, you remember you and I, my conversation with you during the week when we're talking about a non-existent democratic environment in Zambia. The reason, here is the point that Bajise Wandai were making, Roger. John McCain, we can mention a few other names. John McCain from day one has stood up into Trump's face. Tell me what would be John McCain's fate in Zambia, Bajise, in any political party. The Republicans have not expelled John McCain. Uncle Daniel. Okay, Daniel, George, are you there? The Titus.
Yes, we are here.
Yeah.
I'm here, yes.
Right, so you see, Did you hear what I said about the democratic process being of, you know, where we're talking about politicians speaking openly, expressing themselves? We have senators and congressmen and women who are in the Republican Party who have stood up to Trump. They haven't been expelled from the Republican Party, Georgia. That's it. What would happen to McCain in Zambia, in PF or whatever party?
It's a very good question you have raised up, Vanessa. And the lack of leadership, and when leadership goes in the government, they are not preparing their people to let the people know that your tax money, when you mm-hmm. when you're paying that tax, you have a voice. You know, you can stand up to the president for him to be there. It's because you are paying because all those taxes, and it makes it makes you feel like you've been represented, because someone is making you aware of why this country is doing what I mean. It's going the way it's going is because of the taxpayer money. You know, those guys, when they come in the government, it's not like they, okay, Donald Trump is a little bit different. For him, he even refused to get his salary, you know. But in our country, you know, everyone who has come in the government, they did not have that kind of money, you know. They did not have that kind of power. And
yes.
for them, when they get there, they forget about the people. They forget about to be answerable to the Zambian people. There was one time Clinton and the former Prime Minister of London, what his name? I even forgot his name. They were somewhere. Then they gave them clothing to wear. Clinton refused. Clinton refused to say, Tony Blair, you can go. Maybe you can dress, but me, I'm answerable to a taxpayer, you know. So that's one thing this generation we can do is empower our people, you know, to not tolerate some of the things that we've been tolerating for many years. You know, I don't know if I answered your question, Vanessa.
Yes, you have addressed the matter, and you've given a good example. This intolerance, Roger, that's what we started with, you and I, before Raja Seguantitis came in. What will it take to get rid of this intolerance spirit of, and every president, every leader in Zambia keeps repeating the same practice year in, decade after decade, persecuting political opponents? What is up with that?
that is a mountain of a question. As
oh my goodness,
what it will take? If I don't know if we are just expecting a good-hearted people to just wake up. Oh, we have a nice president who is going to be tolerant. I think we're expecting too much. One of the reasons, and maybe the only reason, sometimes. Before Trump, I supported Republicans. It's when they preach about small government. Anyway, when it suits them, when it suits them. Small government stands for people having a share, first and foremost, in government, in a country. You can work for McDonald's, you don't need government, you can pay your own bills, you can do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, at the end of the month, you are not begotten to anybody. In our situation in Zambia, Nathan, everyone, somehow, you have to kiss up to UPA, the power in authority. That is what creates the problem we have of intolerance. Meaning, if you don't kiss up to what I'm saying, I can do A, B, C, D to you. people do not have power. We are not saying in America people have power, but the legal framework they have in the United States protects everybody. The Constitution can protect anyone. Even Trump wants to go overhead, the Constitution or the law will protect the masses. In Zambia, you are PF, the court says you cannot sit in the office. What do you do? No. Meaning, again, the leader we have on top, the leaders we have are the kings. How are we going to do that, Nathan? It is a big, big mountain to climb. As long as we remain a poverty-stricken nation, it is a big, big problem.
It is a big, big problem. And what do you call it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Before you come in, Titus, it is a big problem here. And in view of this, you see, Dr. Mumba's cry, I mentioned at the beginning, who is on this spree of relaunching the Zambia Shall Be Saved campaign and message, in people of integrity in practice comes into play here. Before you come in, Titus, let me say, like Roger says, this 703 area code.
Oh, that's Dr. Kasonso.
Good morning.
Now I know it.
Good morning, Wankama Mwashuke and Mama Kombea.
Hey, I'm quiet. Let's say good morning to Sister P, like Roger would say. Hi, Priscilla.
She's my one advantage. I have.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Let's say good morning to 317. Is this Noah?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Noah. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, lately, but I'm still here. Good morning, everyone.
Good, excellent. Yeah, Titus, go ahead. You wanted to throw in something here before I go to Dr. Kasonso, Priscilla, and Noah here. My topic is what constitutes the national crisis. Go ahead, Titus.
Yes, I was just going to say, I think also the focus should be, whether it's from government or from the Zambians themselves, we should honor the people that pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I think...
Of course, you know, we don't and we don't care.
One of the things is that I don't think these cadres even pay the taxes. They've been given a job of this market taking over from whether it's councils or whatever. It's a shortcut of trying to empower them with a job. They now start dealing with people that pay taxes and start overruling them and stuff like that. Instead of the sequence should be the taxpayers should be very important people because they're the ones that make even that council building or whatever, these bus stops even tick. They're the ones that pay. But you find that the person who doesn't even pay the taxes, the one that controls the people that pay taxes, all these drivers, motor vehicle pay taxes for those things.
Yes,
and then the car that will come, overtend the car, do this, tell the car driver not to go in this way and whatever, when the person does not even pay taxes. And whether it's the ministry or the government at large just looks, instead of honoring those people that pay the taxes.
Talked about persecuting political opponents, this issue of cadres, lack of cadres beating up police, lack of whatever. Another statement here for Dr. Kasonso, I'll read from this article. This is from our good friend Laura Mitty, says, Ms. Nikki said that those in power are preoccupied with clinging to power and that they think they do not have to account to their electorates. That's the statement, Lord. Do we have even any sense of accountability in our system in Zambia, Dr. Kasonso, or in our political? Do we even, like Titus has said, do we even really care about who's paying taxes and to answer to them?
No, actually, that's a simple no. I sympathize with my brother Titus. You know, most Zambians, with all due respect, don't pay taxes. So if we only worry about those who pay taxes, it's a very small fraction of the population because those are the ones who are in gainful activities that can warrant the payment of taxes. Now, I speak as the DC Premier Tax Doctor. So, but anyway, so you asked a very important question that I wanted just to chip in a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
A crisis is a time of intense difficulty, trouble, and danger. Anybody who's living in one will tell you there are difficulties in the country. There's trouble, and there's potentially danger. But what constitutes a crisis is that the word crisis calls out to us to make an important decision to change our circumstances. Mm. And that is when we say Zambia is a national crisis. There's a doctor I read about, is it Shiwishushu or something? Shiwishushua or something like that. Sounded like my father's cousins, the Lozis, are the ones who have those weird names. So, but, you know, he said some important things in his article, and I was fantastically and wonderfully nourished. I was hoping that you would be able to be invited to the show to put his ideas across.
Dr. Kasonso, he was supposed to be on right now as we are talking, but there was just a communication breakdown between me and him. He is actually supposed to be on right now as we are talking.
So, anyway, at this point, the country needs to right from the beginning, you know, people thought it was out of the blue, but it was out of painstaking study and understanding the spirit of the nation, the history of the country, and the stage in which we had reached in the development of our country among other nations. I unequivocally came out. No. This job we are giving Mr. Lungu is too big for him. He has a small hat. He doesn't have a plan. We don't even know anything in his background that can make any Zambian aspire to that. So when you take a guy with a small brain and a small hat and you give them a big job, they try to become big in that job by proving a point. What is he doing? Using government machinery against others. So, and that is not the purpose of government. We are a small country. We have very few people. And we've got many challenges both in the sub-region and around the world. We can make our little corner a little bit better. The Lungu presidency is a luxury that Zambia cannot afford. It's a time of crisis in that we need to find a way to make a proper decision. Lungu breaks the law. He doesn't hand over power. He breaks the constitution. Oh, no, we should have dialogue. You know, and anybody else commits a crime that we don't even know about, that they've committed the crime, only them in their secret world is coming up with such things. Kumubulam vikam kariati. Busheba bankam efyo. Chamano. You know, it's like we are lucky, a country like a game. Walungu ngabanyi yaka sushi. But umuntu wose kumutaranye kuvya kasushi kumuburi kumutumira ba police ba muvika namukali atikwa bulumulando jojo chamano akachila kambushi Zambia kapengo hapo kekele. This country will not take, we are not going to use American commandos to go and clean up Zambia. If we na Zambia, we have to look at this and tell us something that I learned in grade 3. Kwachi membe. Do you remember the primary school in Southern District? I got 3 out of 10 Pansamushi. and the teacher said, you can do better. And that has been my life's motto. We can do better as Zambia. When we see something that is going on and we have a feeling we can do something can change. It doesn't mean we are bad. It doesn't mean we're not intelligent. It doesn't mean we can't fix the issue. It just means we can do better. When we see a government that can't govern, we have to tell ourselves, is this the best we can have? We can do better. We can do better, Bangama. We can do better. If you want a government,
we started with that one, and we warned the president, Mr. Mulaisa. If you want a government, you lock up your friend. God forbid, come, we die. Malungu ngatamachi ndapo amasha ya kuya kuvemba mukachinda amasha kuve
kambuyala pana vamlowa mu PF icho tfuta kunsha kwa PF PF nindoshi kambuyala lisebu ni chisha vela muchipatara lero mukayakula pula Uganda my mother's family nisa vamlowa mu PF mulindoshi tfuta kufunya po ndoshi tovika po vena Kristo
Tafwe. Priscilla, this is, you know, going on with this article, which actually I'm looking at here, Dr. Kasonso, I'm basing this discussion on this show on the article you're referring to by Dr. Sishua Pichua, which appeared in the Parker Times. These are the things I wanted to discuss with him, but we shall still bring him. So, Priscilla, our friend Laura says Zambians should be angry and demand rightfully, arguing that Zambia needs a critical mass movement, not another political party. I don't know what your response to that is.
Wow. That's a very, very bold statement coming from Laura. Yeah, it's a very she's literally calling for a revolution. Basically, that's what she's calling for. She's calling for a revolution, and I can tell from the voices of people that are on the panel right now that they're intense. But we need to keep calm. Yeah. I know that people are mad. Tempers have flared and everything. But we need to keep calm. Is the house on fire right now? Is it on fire?
Mm.
That's the question. We need to keep calm. Yeah, we know that we do have a crisis, not only in Zambia, but globally, we do. We have a crisis. We need to keep calm, because when we react from emotion and when we react from frustration, we don't solve the problem. So tend to take a baller punch. Tend to take a baller punch. Yeah. And let's reason together. I mean, I can tell that people are incensed. So
yes,
tend to
they
take
are.
A baller punch.
Yes, they are.
I know. And I agree. But this is not the first time. We can go back in history. We can recount how many times has Zambia gone through something similar to this. This is not the first time. So, unfortunately, it has reached us in our generation. This is something that we're dealing with. We've come of age. You know what I mean? We used to watch it from afar when we were young. But now we are right in the battlefield. It has reached us. And how do we handle it? So let's keep calm. Bola punch. Can't take a bola punch, and let's reason together and move forward, and let's not make a flagrant statement, you know, calling for outlandish solutions, because that won't solve it at all. We have to be very strategic. We have to be very, very, very strategic. We have to be very strategic in whatever it is that we do.
It's very important. Noah, your thoughts on these statements that we are making here. The statement is what constitutes a national crisis. Based on what you are following and how much you...
Is the house on fire right now? That's my question.
Mm.
Is the house on fire?
Mm. Noah, you want to respond or comment also further?
Yeah, I can comment just a little bit. Based on what I've heard, of course, the challenge that we are seeing in Zambia, I think it's sort of the challenge that we see mostly in African countries, when leaders are elected, of course, they tend to do what they're not supposed to do. Part of the problem is the people themselves who elect these leaders. Because when you flash back in 2015, Lungu was stating very clearly that he was not for the idea that he should be where he is. But there was a mass movement, if I can use that term, there was a mass movement of people claiming, hey, Lungu, hey, to left fire, and things like that. So there was a time that I actually watched and listened to Lungu. He was saying, if the people want me to run, I'm a servant of the people. Who am I to say no? So that is where Lungu comes from when you look at all this situation that we are in. Of course, Lungu, from time to time, we've heard this statement saying he has no vision. It's exactly true, because he actually indicated in the beginning he was not for the idea, but the people themselves pushed him to be where he is. So when we are looking at or assigning blame, part of the blame goes to the people of Zambia, and then that in itself is just ignorance. Because when we're looking at a crisis is when the systems are simply overwhelmed. Of course, we are where we are in Zambia. It's because, one, the people made the mistake. In China, there's a Chinese proverb. I mean, it's not only in China, but a Chinese man once said, when the wrong person uses the right means, wrong things work the right way. When the right person uses wrong means, right things work the wrong way. That is very true for Zambia. We, as a people, elected, I mean, Lungu to be the president, who was the wrong person. We don't have any right systems in Zambia. When you compare the system here in the U.S. or to most of these African countries, they have institutions that are functioning. You have the electoral system. I don't know what they do, what they are doing. You have the police. They don't know what they are doing. So it's not only a question or a problem of Lungu. The entire system in Zambia at some point needs to be rechecked. But at this point, it's unfortunate that we are, 54 years after independence, we seem to be just talking about the same thing. So we just have to look at what is it that we as Zambian people can do, rather than just talking about these things. But Lungu and his government, of course, they are not performing. It's unfortunate that Kambwili is arrested for speaking out. And, of course, HH was arrested for... I mean, this is just going around in circles. So I don't know what is the right solution, but the crisis we are having there, it's people, Zambian people, electing wrong people and having systems that do not work. That is the problem we have. Thank you.
Right there, Noah, before I bring in Dr. Kasonso, right there are two things that you have mentioned I want you to amplify on. Didn't this problem started from the PF convention, so-called convention, where they pushed this candidate, Edgar Lungu, there? Don't you think the people who did that, number one, knew that they wanted to safeguard their positions, just like any politician would do to ensure their livelihood? And number two, the crisis, you refer to as crisis as being where systems are overwhelmed or failing. Don't you think the crisis is man-made in Zambia? No.
Yes. First, number two, let me respond to number two. The crisis in Zambia is simply man-made. The reason is you have the wrong people again. Everything in Zambia has to do with lack of people who are not very well informed. Because the average Zambian person, when you look at in terms of how exposed or knowledgeable they are, it's very low. So the levels of education in Zambia, when you look at education, is not only having people who can read and write. education has to be designed in such a way that people are able to understand exactly what they are, where they need to be, and what they must do. Education empowers the people to be able to be responsible enough to make the right decisions. So when you look at the system in Zambia, the systems are failing because of on two fronts. You have the wrong people in those systems, and then the systems are not designed with the people in mind. Because a very good example is one of my friends, actually, they designed a system that works, I think, maybe in the Canadian system, it could be the same. When the police stops you, when you have a ticket or you're speeding, they issue a ticket. They simply, I mean, cite you or give you a ticket right there on the spot, and then you have maybe 14 to 30 days to, I mean, take it up with the authorities where you either contest the ticket or you just simply pay a fine. So there was something similar was designed and taken to the authorities in Zambia, but the authorities in Zambia refused. They did not refuse, not that the system wouldn't work, but the system would tie their hands. Because they know that if they accept certain systems that will sort of tie their hands from getting whatever they get, then they know that they are the ones who are losing. So this is part of the electing people in office who don't have, I mean, the people agenda. Because Zambia, at this stage, 54 years after independence, we should not be having the problems that we are having, addressing, I mean, cholera, lack of water, and these roads, it's raining, there's no drainage, and all those things. Those are institutions like the city council who are collecting taxes from these marketeers, or those people in the bus stations who are collecting whatever money they are taking. But those monies are not used accordingly. So you have institutions which are run by people who have no idea what they are doing. So it's really a challenge. It's really a challenge. And remind me, what was the first question again? Sorry, number one.
Let's pick it up from there. First, let's correct a few things here. Number one, the concept of saying that the people of Zambia chose President Lungu, first of all, that's a fallacy. Okay? There are some people in Zambia who chose Lungu, and others didn't choose them. In fact, if you go and look at the electoral map, you might as well split Zambia into two countries. That is from the electoral point of view. But from the rise of President Edgar Lungu, President Edgar Lungu was caught off guard because, first of all, he himself knew he wasn't presidential material. So he repeatedly refused that he cannot be president. And even indicated he had no vision. There was a statement that was very sincere from a good man in those days. The people who organized Lungwe, Otule Fire, the BF Convention, you go and speak to Sylvia Matsabo. They were not even part of the electoral college in Kabwe.
She is coming up on the next segment.
Yeah. That is the reason why she was the first one to be fired by Lungu. They were not even part of the electoral college. They were just ferried in and put in from there. Lungwe, Otule Fire. You know, the people who, I always say on this show, the people who selected President Lungu, of course they were safeguarding their jobs, but more than that, they were safeguarding other things that probably, you know, everybody else by now knows. It's unfortunate what is happening with Bayama Bakambwiri, but he was on the wrong side of history. He was one of the people who came around and told us that Uyu Eole Sasari. No, now we know that because in the 21st century, we cannot have that kind of a president. Problems. The person who is going to help govern the country must understand the depth of the problems of the country, must understand the strategy to resolve the problems of the country, must be there for the common good.
the common good, Zambia is a poor country, Vankama. We cannot afford to have tensions in the country, perceived or otherwise. We have always been a beacon of peace. But the peace is not the peace we gave to the Namibians. It is the peace that we live in by ourselves. We, the Zambians, are peaceful people. But the way they are doing their politics, because they have got nothing to offer. You give a child a powerful instrument in their hand that they don't know how to do it. They can damage things with it. Power is a trust that must be entrusted in the hands of people who have not only competence, but heart. Not only heart, but preparation to take on such things. Look at the Lungu administration from the economic point of view. They are literally drowning the nation in debt on the so-called developmental projects. How do you run a country like that? The country is a bureaucracy. You have to set a system in place where one activity generates income for the other activities, and you have to preserve the wealth of the nation within its borders. But there is no initiative that you can write home about in the 3 years that Edgar Lungu has been president. All we are doing is complaining about these things that are upsetting us. But that is not the way to run a country, and that is not the way what we can be as Zambia. So don't blame the Edgar Lungu conundrum on the people of Zambia. Even the last election, how do you win more than 100 seats in the country of Zambia? You win more than 100 seats against an opposition party with less than 60 seats. But at the presidential level, the race is tight. We are dealing with fraud at the highest level. So the people who put in this man, the current administration does not have the skills, does not have the capacity to put the resources of the nation together and advance the common good for Zambia. The nation is in crisis, and we need to change that. Laura Miti is right. Laura Miti is right. The revolution has to be people's based from the people themselves. And, you know, we have something within the fabric of the Zambian spirit. I remember as a young boy, they taught us that akatila kambushi, kasengula po kekede. It means that we can clear our little spot and make it a better place. And we did that. We swept Ulubansa kuskulu. We swept our classrooms. We cleaned our windows, and we did that. We can do that even in the entire country of Zambia. Where we are, we don't need to be there. Let me throw you something that I wanted to talk about last week. Now, that's a slap in Kongole Kuri First Quantum Mine. And the majority of that, even my interest, Nama charges, Nama fees, more than 5 billion is from that.
Seven.
And then the bell rang in my head. This is exactly what they did to the Post. Now, they are going to play with a global enterprise like that. And you see, these people are clueless. You will see how they handle that situation. Instead of conciliating that company on a payment plan, instead of getting some of those billions and turning them into actual shares for the Zambians to own a stake in the mines, the most important industry in a small country, we cannot even be Zambia without a copper. So if the Zambians don't have shares in the copper mines, we don't have Zambia at all. Instead of them doing that, they are going to go the route of the post. And in the end, what's going to happen? There will be sanctions, and what else is going to happen? The currency will go haywire, and the country will just go somewhere else. And I told my friends, who were the born-again friends in Indola, this Lungu administration will end in shame because you don't rise to the position of president without a plan. And he never had a plan, and to this very day, he doesn't have one.
There is I don't know whether you have seen this, Roger. There is a very short article in Lusaka Times, and it's saying Barrick Gold not affected by ZRA tax crackdown. Anyway, we'll get to that. Thank you for that contribution, Noah, and Dr. Kasonso's response. Coming up in our next segment, we'll be talking to Honorable Sylvia Masewo. It's a politically loaded day today. We want to get to the calling it the diaspora province, and the UPND is doing a campaign and mobilization. We have 10 minutes remaining here. 10 minutes remaining here. This is what I want us to do. There's a point here which a Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, Dr. Fania Father
Father Emmanuel Mumba said the failure to correct the mismanagement of public resources year after year is a sign that Zambia is in a crisis. Roger, we've talked about this many times on this show, lack of looking, no accountability, no transparency. I mean, I don't know. We don't even know how things are spent. The so-called infrastructure management, there was an article in the paper about how much has been spent on the refurbishing, rehabilitating, increasing the size of Kenneth Kaunda International Airport. All those things are going on, and I don't know. It baffles me how that infrastructure, Dr. Kazonso, I don't know whether people have observed this. All the infrastructure projects going on are in the transport sector. What about education and hospitals, Roger?
Well, Dr. Kazonso summarized it. We have leadership which has no plan. The unfortunate part, Wakasonso, to your contribution is that the pool from which we draw our leaders is probably very, very, very little. We've had the Manawasas here who wanted to do something. We've had even Churuba. He knew, although he messed up at the end of the day, he messed up. But the pool, the examples of which leader has done something, has delivered to the people, and therefore has shown some kind of selflessness on their part, given a chance upstairs, they will do this. We do not have. Maybe Brother H.H. has shown that he can run his own business. He can try and deliver. But in the entire pact, it is a big problem. The pool where we get our leaders is, number one, small. Two, if we find a friend, we are so poor. Poverty is not level. I think that Christ and power share and workers also. So that when we speak up, you speak up with a very fat bank account besides you. Otherwise, like Laura is saying, we cannot do what she's doing as long as we all depend on government delivery.
Priscilla, is it Titus? Are you Titus? The poverty thing that Roger has referred to, a small pool where we can draw leadership and all those things that, because you see, when you are empowered, you can see the point that people like GPM, I don't care, okay, all other things besides, okay? I don't care what your views about GPM are. Everybody listening, I'm not referring to Titus here. I don't care what your views about GPM are, HH, NMLOP. Those are people with money. They can speak without, even he can't believe it. He's got money. That's why he's speaking like that. He's not looking for a job or a position. This issue of poverty, Titus, the politics of poverty, I want you to speak to that as we're winding
up. You see, before Titus even comes in, the question of poverty starts with the way we educate our own children.
Yeah.
Sister Priscilla and I were talking about education last week. If we are leaving so many of our children, what is the generations to come going to look like if you leave 800,000 children in the street? Won't say we will have dunderheads going to state house, because those are the people who are going to be making political decisions. Who do I choose? And where do they draw the lesson to choose this is a better leader or this one is not? Chap.
Well, I think people have to be tested before political aspirations and stuff like that. Like you said, you named a few people like Kimirupi, Kambwiri, and HH. There's still a lot of more. You would have to check them before what they're doing today, GBM included. You will verify that the person who can resign You talk about GBM, you talk about Leti Mwanawasa himself. He's the people that are sure of doing things themselves without what they are currently doing. That's why they can even leave that. It doesn't make any difference. The moment you have a group of leaders that cannot quit today, then you have a problem. We have seen who this other one who was at the hospital yesterday, who was with the SATA. Not Kala. There was another one with the new party who had partnered with the SATA.
Okay, what's his name?
Kabimba. Winter Kabimba. This is why you see, sorry to say, while they are not in, I don't know whether he's not in PF, he cannot perform. Before, he used to run a lot of big things, controlling oil and stuff. You don't hear anything like that anymore. Yeah, simply because as long as you are not in that group of control and influence, you can't do nothing. GBM, you took out whether it was contracts or whatever. It's not that things have gone down. HH was in jail for 4 months. Nothing, you haven't gotten a report of his business is going down. It means the structure that he did, whether he's absent or not, whether he's not in UPND or not, when you go to his structure, you're going to find that he can perform. So as much as anybody cannot be tested, all these leaders' crops that are in PF today, whether they were in MMT or whatever, Dora Sirias and the rest, if you are not in the PF, you cannot perform. Simple as that. That tells you it's a different thing to have something in your head leader-wise. But like Roger is saying, if your pocket is nothing, Laura Miti is talking, for you to go this other side to Chipata, to Sorwezi, and talk about something that is sensible and you don't have money to even travel like that, then there's nothing much you can do. And that's why people just harbor themselves into going this way, change. If UPND could be in the party now as the ruling, or come that way, because they cannot perform on their own, especially if they're not stealing money from wherever, then they cannot do anything. You are the head about Kabimba. He came to talk about HH. He was quiet. Show us what you wanted to do. Show us what you are doing. You haven't even heard on the list of rich people. They don't even appear there. What they're doing today, tomorrow, last week, you don't know. But as soon as they join the PF, now you hear, he's buying, they're changing, these oil miles, this Indeni, they're talking about Indeni. They can't talk about it today. No.
So this is where I think,
that's where the problem is.
We need to end here. We are still working on trying to get Dr. Sishua to come. Even GBM to give us some things. I know coming up, Sylvia Masai will be discussing Diaspora Province with Roger, and we want to talk to them and hear what they are doing and mobilizing the party. Once again, congratulations to Dr. Mumba on the relaunch of Zambia Sabi Safe Project. Our thoughts and prayers are also with our sister Namungi on the passing of Adak. Let's all call back in for open forum. I'm walking in my boots over the knee.